security. With the terrorist attacks of the last few decades, global security has rocketed to the top of priorities for companies everywhere, and every industry has taken stock of their current security measures. Supply chain managers have developed plans to protect their chain's ability to withstand and recover from security threats. Supply chains are referred to as resilient when operations can be quickly reestablished or rebuilt after a security incident. Some chains require their suppliers to implement similar practices and safeguards, facilitating this through audits or certification programs. Due to the ever-present threats, many governments are shifting their focus from controlling trade and collecting fees and taxes to facilitating trade and supporting the security of supply chain operations via more rigorous export inspection and creating deliberate information trails. Examples of some programs and regulatory initiatives include the following. Authorized Economic Operator, AEO. An AEO is an EU designation for a global trade business entity that has an Economic Operator Registration Identification, EORI number, indicating that this entity is a reliable low-risk operator who operates in compliance with relevant national customs laws to facilitate legitimate trade and or administrates their trade activities in compliance with World Customs Organization, WCO, or equivalent supply chain security standards. It may result in expedited clearance of goods. Customs Trade Partnership Against Terrorism, CTPAT. CTPAT was formed in November 2001 and today has more than 11,400 certified partners, including importers, carriers from all modes of transportation, customs brokers, port authorities, and manufacturers, to name a few. Its goal is to work with customs to protect the supply chain, identify security gaps, and implement security measures and best practices. Advanced Manifest Rule, AMR. This rule requires most consolidators and ocean carriers to file cargo manifests electronically with customs a minimum of 24 hours before cargo is loaded on a vessel in a foreign port, heading to the U.S. Container Security Initiative, CSI. As defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, the Container Security Initiative, CSI, is an agreement that allows U.S. customs agents in foreign ports to identify and inspect high-risk containers prior to their being loaded on a ship bound to a U.S. port. Free and Secure Trade, FAST program. FAST is a joint program with Canada that streamlines the customs clearance process along the shared border. Free qualified partners are eligible for expedited processing. Trade Act of 2002. This act requires exporters to submit shipping documents no later than 24 hours after cargo has been delivered to a marine terminal and at least 24 hours prior to the vessel's departure. Automated Export System, AES. AES is an electronic reporting system for electronic export information, EEI, which is the U.S. Census Bureau's new term for the shipper's export declaration, SED data that they use to compile trade statistics. Agencies responsible for screening cargo need to prevent the loading or unloading of questionable freight, but they also recognize that screening measures increase transit time and cost, so they are working to reduce delays while still providing the appropriate level of security. In the UK, a Safety and Security Declaration, SSD, is required in the form of an Exit Summary Declaration, EXS, for goods exported from the UK, and an Entry Summary Declaration, ENS, for imports to the UK. Border authorities use these declarations to analyze the potential risk from goods crossing the UK border. The carrier is required to submit these forms, but the shipper is responsible for providing all of the relevant data to the carrier. The form must be submitted prior to the arrival in port so the shipment can get a goods movement reference number that is needed to pass through the port. Without it, the shipment is not allowed to pass. Similarly, the IATA Consignment Security Declaration, CSD, provides regulators with an audit trail of who secured the cargo, including how and when the cargo has been secured along the supply chain, and including security related to its handling, storage, and transportation. It also creates standards for cargo security information exchange and archiving. The World Trade Organization is involved in promoting controls and inspection and export by communicating standard information to firms, suppliers, carriers, customers, and other government agencies. ISO is collaborating with the Strategic Council on Security Technology to develop a technology platform, Smart and Secure Trade Lanes, SST, That will track containers globally and ensure that there are chain of custody audit trails. Security is a very critical element of the supply chain. For air, IATA air cargo security measures aim to protect cargo not only from theft, but also from using the shipment as a way to smuggle illicit items such as bombs or drugs. For water, the International Ship and Port Facility Security, ISPS code is used as an international framework by governments, shippers, and port facilities to help them prevent, detect, and assess security threats and incidents affecting ships or ports involved in international trade. Security measures being implemented globally include the credentialing of transportation workers who have access to ports, initiatives to reduce the likelihood of vessels being overtaken by pirates, and a proliferation of vehicle security tactics, including installation of vehicle alarms, for example, to detect CO2 or breaking glass, or to alert a driver to an intrusion. Sensors embedded in radio frequency identification tags to detect explosives. Immobilization equipment to prevent the vehicle from being driven away by an intruder. Minimization of breakable glass in the vehicle and a visible registration number. Precautions to ensure that vehicle keys are not stolen. Parking trailers in prearranged secure areas. Traveling in a multi-vehicle convoy when carrying high-value loads. Upon arrival at the destination, not allowing any other individual to move or take control of the vehicle. Installation of vehicle tracking equipment that uses satellites or GPS-like technologies to provide in-transit visibility, which can ensure that vehicles remain within their specified geofence route. Distribution centers are, by their very nature, difficult to make secure. There should be controlled access to the facility. DCs located in high-crime areas should take precautions such as installing lighting and tall perimeter fencing and prohibiting the stacking of pallets or other containers next to the fence, which could create a climbable entry point for thieves. Employees and security guards should have visible identification on them at all times. Some facilities use security video, closed-circuit television, and intruder alarms. It's expected that the next iteration of security measures will use tampering detection technology, extend the scope of trusted partners, and increase tracking effectiveness and efficiency, such as by using blockchain to reduce the risk of counterfeits entering the supply chain.